You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. You know, we have a typical fashion statement in Southeast Alaska for women: leggings, a short skirt, maybe a pair of extra tufts, and of course the hand knit cap that's pulled down over the forehead. But I have a group of women here in the studio in Juneau this week to broaden our fashion horizons. And with me now, the three founders of the Alaska Fashion Show, which gets underway in Juneau this week. And we have Cordova Pleasance, Dana Herden, and Maggie McMillan. But Cordova, I want to start off with you and maybe talk about how this idea for a fashion show originated.
Yeah, definitely. First of all, thanks for having us. We're super excited to be here. A few years ago, 2018, I was inadvertently invited to the LA, Los Angeles Fashion Week. And upon further investigation, I realized that Alaska did not, it was one of the few states that did not have a fashion week. So in 2019, I kind of started sharing my ideas with my friends. And then early in 2020, I kind of roped in my two girlfriends, Dana and Maggie, into kind of exploring that idea more. And we got busy and created a series of events over a course of days and created Alaska Fashion Week.
So did you meet with any sort of criticism or what?
Oh, yeah, all the time. People are like, what's happening? And we're like, let's tell you. So we have the idea behind it was really to build a platform for Alaska fashion designers who could come and show their looks to potential retailers and kind of learn the fashion industry, because I have a store downtown that sells women's clothing. And one thing that I've figured out is if you are into fashion at all in Alaska, you have to travel far out of state to even get into the industry at all. And so I thought if we can build something here more grassroots and from within to serve that industry, then we could really grow something that's very powerful and impactful. Mm-hmm.
So, Dana, why are you interested in developing Alaska as a place for fashion?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity to really tell Alaska's story through fashion as an expression. And so we have over 18 designers. Half of them are indigenous, half of them are more contemporary designers, but all of them have like an Alaskan component or motivation, or it's from Alaska. So it's kind of a variety, a showcase of design and fashion here in the state, and that's exciting to me.
Well, the indigenous design is interesting because you see a lot of interesting materials, like mm-hmm. sea otter stoles are very glamorous, but also beadwork and many things. What do you right. think about this emerging indigenous fashion industry?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's amazing and it's important. One of our designers that I'm especially looking forward to is Bering Sea Designs, and she pairs metal work with sea otter and other sorts of fur. And so it's a beautiful just union of different styles.
Yeah, that does sound exciting to see. And so will we have a chance to see these things? Will the public, or is this pretty much just an industry type of get-together?
Well, you can definitely, it's open for everyone, so not just people in the industry, but people in the community too.
Tickets are still available.
Yeah, and we have over 3 days, we have a variety of things going on, from welcome receptions to even a designer marketplace. So if you want to get up close and personal with the designs you see on the runway, we'll have a place where you can do that and maybe even take some looks home. Let's see what else. We have a lot of different things for all sorts of people.
Yeah, it's definitely built on the backbone of the fashion industry and people who are interested in fashion. But also we've made this event very friendly for anybody who just wants to come out and have a good time. So we have a tequila tasting, we have a city tour, we have a cocktail party. Of course, we have the pinnacle of the show, which is the runway show. And that's just a good old time. We've got the permit to shut down Front Street. We're going to bring in classic cars. The weather is looking good.
It's looking good.
So we just want to bring fashion to the streets of Juneau.
Yes. Well, I want to go to Maggie McMillan here because she wears another hat. She's an executive assistant with the Chamber of Commerce.
Ooh,
so
yes.
Maggie, it sounds like you're wearing a couple of hats here, but what do you see the potential of this event and what it brings to Juneau?
Yeah, so what I do for Fashion Week is a little bit different from what these girls do. They do a lot of work with designers, and I do a lot of work with local businesses. So we like to partner with hotels here in town and make sure that our models stay here. We like to partner with restaurants, and we have 4 different restaurants catering our opening event this year. That's 4 small businesses that we're helping. And not only are we doing business with them, we're encouraging all of the people that come to Juneau. So Fashion Week isn't just an event for people in Juneau. There are people who have never been to the state capital before, and they come for Fashion Week. And so we
This is their reason to come here.
Yeah, we try to make it a huge experience. Like, we do have the fashion show, and we try to introduce them to as many restaurants, bars, things along the way. So they come downtown when we're not. We don't have things scheduled every moment of the day, so there's plenty of time for them to go downtown and support small business.
In our fashion district.
Yeah, and we're trying to actually form a fashion district
downtown. We have
downtown.
One.
We actually have.
There's signs around downtown that say fashion district.
Well, you got a cool shoe store downtown, Shoe Fly, and you've got your boutique.
Yes.
Resolute.
Urban Eskimo.
And we also, right on the border of the fashion district was Nina Chapman's Originals, which only the older folk of Juneau would know about. She was probably one of Alaska's best designers that came out of Juneau. Her era was the 40s, 50s, and 60s. She was really strong in the 50s. We actually have a few of her pieces that we feature in our vintage collection, but Nina Chapman herself was a key player in pushing Alaska fashion forward. She had designs that were purchased internationally for decades afterwards.
And now Lily Hope is in her building.
Yes, yeah. Lily Hope.
How cool is that? So, like, she's weaving where Nina used to hand stitch clothing. And
so the fashion district is... That's where fashions were created and still is.
And Lily Hope earrings are to die for. They're quite a status symbol.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Beautiful. Everything she does is incredible.
Yeah. I know. It's so amazing that she can turn those things into pieces of clothing. You know, you don't have to have a lot of weaving to make a statement, but a little bit goes a long way. Mm. One thing too that's interesting, I think, as far as Juneau goes is, I think that this town has an incredible collection of locally made jewelry.
Absolutely.
Because when I lived in Anchorage here, and before I moved here, I always, every time I visited Juneau, was always looking at the jewelry that Juneau women were wearing, these kind of handmade original things. Does that get any place in your fashion show?
Oh, I love that you touch on that.
100%.
Because this year, well, we have it in the fashion show. We have a lot of really great accessory designers, but we're also stopping at the City Museum, and the display that they put out for us this year is jewelry and accessories. Cool. Mm. So part of we're doing 2 stops this year on our city tour, but that one I'm most looking forward to because we've been in the archives and they have some really cool jewelry pieces
to
share.
They're putting out a great exhibit for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So where do you hope to go with this?
As big as it can get.
Yeah, just really bringing people into Juneau is really the whole goal, and just kind of immersifying ourselves into fashion and creating a strong place for people to come. You know, we have designers that have participated from Nome and Kotzebue and Fairbanks and Anchorage and across the state. And
Yakutat.
It's really bringing people together and getting designers who would, you know, maybe one is out of Nome and one is out of Kodiak, and they would never have a chance to meet and kind of get to know each other on a designer level if it weren't for this event. And so we just really want to build that platform up and create a stronghold.
And not just designers, retailers.
Yes, connecting the two, building that bridge so that a designer who's interested in getting their stuff into retail shops across the state, how do you meet the retail owners? Oh, well, you come to Fashion Week and here we are.
Yeah, it is kind of hard to come across how you find some of these things unless you go to a fair or some kind of an event, a festival where these things are for sale. You don't immediately get plugged into this. One of the things I was wondering about is there is a lot of of work done making work clothes in Alaska, like practical vests for fishing and things that kind of suit our climate. Do you see an industry for this? I know that on the glamour end of
things. Totally. No, but
the two can coexist.
Yeah, it's not.
They have to.
They do. Yeah, and there's great. If whoever is listening, if you've ever been interested in creating your own looks for workwear out in the elements, this would be the best opportunity to showcase your looks on this runway because mm-hmm. you've got the right audience. You've got the buyers there. You've got the people who work out in the weather, on the docks, or on the construction site who want better fitted, not Carhartts.
Well, a lot of clothes for the outdoors is designed for men, not women.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. There's a huge void for that. Yeah.
So for people that are just tuning in, can you recap what they need to know if they're interested in taking part in this Fashion Week?
Sure. So we have a series of events, May 5th through 7th. Cocktail party, a tequila mezcal tasting, a city tour, of course, our runway show, followed by the designer marketplace where you can potentially purchase or pre-order any designs that were seen on the runway. We also have an evening soiree with drinks, food, and a live performance by a local artist. So individual tickets are available, or you can still purchase a weekend pass, which gives you exclusive access to all of the events.
So just wrapping things up, Cordova, I'll give you the last word here. What is the most glam thing that we might see at this event?
Oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me.
Victoria's Arctic Fashion.
Yeah. Victoria's Arctic Fashion coming from Nunavut.
She's a headliner. Yeah.
International designer.
Harp seal trimmed, beautiful Kasbuk style, I would say, but mixed with modern jacket. She's been featured in Paris Fashion Week as well as New York Fashion Week, and she's coming here to debut her fall and winter collection on our runway, which is a huge honor. We're very much looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining us. It sounds exciting that you've got all of these things going on.
So you coming?
I'm tempted. I'm sorely tempted.
Come.
Although I don't need to spend any more money, but it probably will tempt me to do that. So we have joining us the founders of this big fashion event, the Alaska Fashion Show, Cordova Pleasance, Dana Herden, and Maggie McMillan. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you. We'll see you at Fashion Week.
All righty.
Support for Juneau Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klingit and Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.